Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Milwaukee Admirals advancing into the playoffs. John Greenberg, president of the Admirals. First playoff series win since when, Greeny?
2011.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sure you feel relieved.
Yeah, we often get there. We just don't get real far. So very exciting to win that series against Manitoba, against a really good team there. I mean, they were the higher seed. They played well. I mean, they really played well in a lot of the games, and we just managed to have one more goal in game five, which is really all that matters.
Yeah, so the series is crazy because in that series you had the first two at home, and then
correct,
you won them both. And so the goal is that it's a best of five. The next three would be in Manitoba. Let's be in Manitoba for as little amount of time as possible. And then you end up in a game five, and you don't get to go back, and you got to do that for the third. What was that experience like? Because that's tough, man. I mean, typically, you know, I know they were the higher seed, so that's how it shook out. But, man, to be there and be like, oh, we got to do this again. At some point, we got to get the victory, and then finally you broke through.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking, to say the least. But I give a lot of credit to our coaching staff, who really put together a really good game plan for game five, and to our players. I mean, we had some injured players who came back and played in that game five, just to make sure that we had our best, guys out there that we could have out there. And so there's, you hear that a lot in hockey about guys, like, after the fact, guys were playing with a broken rib, guys were playing with this or that. We have some guys who are playing with some injuries or coming back from an injury to, this is their first game in 2 months and everything else, just to make sure we had the right team out there. And they executed a game plan and played it to perfection, and it led to, handshakes with our guys smiling for the first time in 11 years.
Well, it's good. I mean, to have that game five, and then, if these injured guys are coming back and, you put a lot of wear and tear just in that series in general, you guys kind of, it's not like the NBA where if the Bucks would have won on Sunday, they'd be playing on Tuesday right away. You get a little bit of a break. That's got to be nice.
It is, for sure. And it was needed. The guys have had a couple of days off. They've had a couple of days of a little bit of a lighter practice, but now, today, and tomorrow will be a little more focused on our opponent with Chicago, and it'll be good to be ready to go on Saturday, and hopefully get off to a good start against the Wolves.
Yeah, the Chicago Wolves. Now you guys go there, right, for two, and then back home. Hopefully, I mean, we'll see. We'll see if it's hopefully or not hopefully, but two in Chicago, two in Milwaukee, one in Chicago.
Yep, more of your standard five-game format, and so we're in Chicago on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. And then we're back here in Milwaukee on Wednesday for Game 3. Game 4, if it's necessary, is here in Milwaukee on Friday. And then Game 5 would be back in Chicago on the following Sunday.
Are we doing like what state teams do for tournaments, like bring a bus down to Chicago? We got to get some fans down there.
Well, we've been very fortunate. We've got a really good relationship with the Wolves, actually. We call each other frenemies. So instead of, we're friends some of the time, but in this case, since we have to be enemies, we'll be frenemies. But we've worked out ticket deals both ways, so if fans want to go, we've got a ticket deal in Chicago, so if they want, they can go and all sit together. Same thing for when, Chicago folks come up here. We don't want Allstate Arena North when it comes up here. So we need to make sure that people are supporting the Admirals, coming out to see us on Wednesday night. We need you loud and very enthusiastic come Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night for sure. There will be a game next Wednesday night. Friday, if necessary, and then, as Greeny said, Sunday back in Chicago, John Greenberg, president of the Admirals. Is that, you got to try to figure out the schedule. Is it, like, when you have the schedule out, you know when all the games are going to be. Is it hard to adjust and add these games on the fly, or is your staff pretty good at that?
We're good. We've got some pretty good mechanics in place to be able to, as soon as a series gets announced, everything's in place, so we can just press a button and get the tickets going. So, we were able to run all of our playoff packages with our season ticket holders right away and get those folks in their seats because, they've been so loyal to us all year. We want to make sure they had the first crack at it. And now it's open to anybody. And we hope people will come out. Tickets as low as $10 in this round. So you can come to the division final in a rivalry series and see a game for $10 if you want to sit in those seats. So it's a pretty awesome deal to be able to see playoff hockey. And if you were at those games against Manitoba, those first two, and you weren't entertained or sitting on the edge of your seat during those, I don't know what to tell you. But they were pretty awesome, and I expect that'll continue against Chicago.
Also, we talked about this. The Nashville Predators are done, which means some reinforcements for you guys.
Yeah, indeed. We had Connor Ingram came back. He ended up being our goalie for games 4 and 5. Matthew Olivier came back, physical presence. We had Rocco Grimaldi come back. He was actually the guy who was out for 2 months with an injury, and he's back. And Jeremy Davies was back. And so, we were able to get our full complement of players back here. And everybody who was eligible to come back that was on the playoff roster come the NHL trading deadline is back here in Milwaukee, and they're all excited to be part of what we're doing.
Man, yeah, you guys got to be along with the ride for Nashville not too long ago, and hopefully the same thing kind of happens as the Admirals have the Wolves coming up on Saturday and Chicago Sunday as well, and then back here on Wednesday. Hey, great stuff. 11 years. I know it was a long time, and hopefully some more droughts can be broken, Greeny.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to keep going as long as possible. This is what we call the first set of finals. So, this is the division finals. We get past this, then it's the conference finals, and then it's the Calder Cup finals. So, we've got to ace our first set of finals. That's the plan.
I like it. John Greenberg, president of the Admirals. Good to talk to you, and we will be in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks, and happy birthday.
Thanks, Greeny.
You got it.
You get to a point where it's like, please don't, right?
Yep, that's when you have to just smile and take it. Trust me.
Because in the beginning of my life, it was, I want it all, everything. Then there was a while where I was like, I'm going to pretend like I don't want the attention, but I really do.
Yeah.
Now it's like, when I hear happy birthday, it's like a cut in the throat.
Enjoy your day, Bart.
Thanks, Greeny.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.